Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. This is our episode for January 15th of 2019, and I am your host, as always. So, thank you for joining me on my ride to work today. It is a Tuesday, a very, very cold Tuesday here in Connecticut. I apologize for missing an episode yesterday. My youngest was not feeling well. She had a wicked ear infection, so I had to drive all over the place. And I asked her if she wanted to do a thing, but she really just kind of wanted to sit in the back and just kind of veg out because she was not feeling super hot. And I was not going to call that into question. So I wanted to talk about something kind of interesting, not necessarily gaming related per se, be it not necessarily about a specific video game or a specific board game, but this is just kind of an interesting thought that I had over the weekend. It's something that someone brought up to me when I talked about some kind of changes I made in the new year. So here it goes. I believe that I have successfully, at least in the short term, successfully created a gamified to-do list system for myself. In short, I turned my productivity, my after the day job hours, the work that I do for EFG, etc., I've turned it into a game with quests. That's the thesis. I turned my life into a game. And I know to a degree, you know, that's kind of weird, right? Like, you know, but hear me out. So, I am, as you guys have all heard me talk about it on various podcasts, I'm sure. Running Engage Family Gaming and having a day job and helping keep track of all, you know, all three of the kids and helping Jenna and, you know, all that. It's very overwhelming at times. There's a lot going on. And one of the problems that I have, personally and professionally, it's less of an issue at my day job. But it definitely affects, you know, EFG is that, you know, I will be on the ride home and I will get like a big project in mind, something that I really want to work on. And I'll start working on it, as I should. And I will forget some of the basic stuff. Like if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you'll see that sometimes the accounts go dark for a few days. And part of that's because I just forget to do it. I just don't. I get focused on something else. I get sidetracked. And the worst thing is a lot of the work that I do is on social media. And so I can't mute social media in order to get my work done, which means sometimes I sit down to try and work and I end up kind of puttering around the internet for, you know, a couple of hours when really, you know, it would have been really awesome if like 15 minutes of those hours were spent like actually accomplishing tasks. I suspect that this is something that a lot of folks have. I know I give my wife a lot of crap about having like cleaning ADD, where she'll, you know, she'll set out to, you know, just neaten up the first floor or our bedroom. And she, as she picks up one thing or puts away a thing, she'll see a small project and she'll start working on that. And while working on that, she'll find something else. And at the end of the day, she'll have worked all day, harder than, you know, and a lot of folks do this, right? Harder than they really planned on initially, and they didn't get anything done because they got a bunch of projects half done. So, I realized this, and I set out to give myself some assistance, because here's another thing that'll happen is I'll get home and Jenna will say, so what do you have for EFG today? And I'll say, oh man, so much. And I'll know that there's a ton of things, but I won't necessarily know exactly what things I need to accomplish. Or some days I'll say, oh my goodness, a ton. And I won't necessarily have a ton. I might have a few things that I could get done in 10, 15 minutes, and then I could have the rest of the night where I wouldn't necessarily need to sit at a computer. Maybe I could watch a movie with my kids or play a game with them or just play a game in general. So, first let me talk mechanically about what I did, because I think this is something that I think a lot of folks could, you know, it's an exercise that a lot of folks should do, especially, if you have a side hustle. You know, we all know this is 2019, you know, we're millennials. Although I get into arguments with some folks about whether or not I qualify as a millennial because I was born in 1980. However, I absolutely do by nature of the fact that I have and have frequently held multiple side hustles. I live on the internet. So I certainly feel like I identify as a millennial, as much as one can do that. So, if you have a side hustle or if you're just having trouble breaking things down, this is what I did and it has worked so far this year. And I really don't see any reason why it would stop. So first, I like spreadsheets. I'm a huge fan of spreadsheets. I like lists. People who have ADHD or ADD generally love lists. One of the problems is that they forget to check them. But we love lists. Lists are a great way to kind of organize things. And what is very similar to a list? It's a quest log in a video game. And this is what kind of struck me through all of this. So what I did is I created a spreadsheet with each day of the week, Sunday through Saturday. Now, rather than focusing on bigger projects, like who knows what might come up, right? I created a list of tasks that needed to be done on a given day. And then I tried to break it down to what needed to be done every week. You know, one of our goals for 2019 is to get into the habit and the pattern of publishing one video game review and one board game review every week. So I knew that that needed to be written and that it needed to be published. That's our goal, to get into that, right? So it needed to be written and it needed to be scheduled and it needed to be published. So that's some jobs that got thrown out there. I also know that our goal was to be more active and consistent on Twitter and on Instagram, which, again, that created a number of, you know, what that did is that kind of created a number of, you know, tasks that needed to get done. Believe it or not, and this is inside baseball kind of navel gazing, but, you know, whatever, you know, one of the most popular articles that we have on engagefamilygaming.com is actually a glossary style definition of a term called a gameplay loop. And a lot of folks have asked for like a glossary or definitions, and we did that for a while. I just didn't quite do it, you know, as consistently. So again, now we are getting back to that. So trying to write a definition, you know, at least a handful of those a week. And as I made these lists, I made these kind of relatively general and flexible to-do lists for each day of the week. So that it was like, okay, so these are writing days, and these are editing days, and these are, you know, and all throughout the week, it's post pictures on social media, you're on Instagram, tweet out, etc. So I ended up having these days where some days I had four tasks to do, and on other days I had, you know, 15. And some of them were as simple as send a text message to one of my writers reminding them to finish something that needs to get worked on. So I have these lists, and they're in Excel, or more appropriately, Google Sheets. So that was step one. Now, I like to be able to mark my jobs off as complete. And so one of the things that I wanted to do, is I found a to-do list app. Specifically, I found one that I could use on both my phone and that I could log in on my desktop to just kind of keep track of what things are doing. And so I settled on an app called Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T. Now, there are dozens of these, and so you can kind of flavor to taste. But you'll know why I picked Todoist in in a few seconds. So the one of the things that I knew was not going to happen, knowing my own limitations, I think that's another step as part of this, is that I was not going to remember or have the energy to add all of these things as tasks manually into Todoist every day. I was going to look for shortcuts. I just knew eventually I would say, nah, I don't need to do it today. I'll just do it. And then it would defeat the purpose of all the work. So I do use a service quite regularly. I think everybody should if you use a lot of different services online. It's called IFTTT, which is If This, Then That. And what it is it is an automation site where you hook up to, where you essentially are able to hook up different services, and it has what are called recipes. They used to call them recipes, now they call them applets. But basically what it does is it performs some kind of automated task based on triggers. So I found the ability to have a task created at a specific time on a specific day in To-Do List every week. So I went through, and this took a little bit of time, but it is worth it. I had it create at 9 o'clock in the morning, every day of the week, individual tasks for each of the things that I needed to get done. Now, this was actually made a little bit easier when I looked at the fact that a number of those things I do every day. For example, I want to post on Instagram twice every day. So that was one task. Monday through Friday, Instagram posts. And same thing with Twitter. That was done. There were very few things that I only did one. There were very few things that I only did once a week. You know, many of them I did a lot. For example, the one of my tasks is to record and edit the EFG, record, edit, and publish the EFG Daily Commute. I do that 4 times a week, as you guys know, in general. So I went through and created the tool. And so every day at 9 in the morning, I get 9 jobs, or however many jobs, appearing in my to-do list for Todoist. And anything that I didn't complete the day before stays there. So for example, if I don't write something, it just sits there for the next day. And every morning I get an email that processes overnight that tells me how many jobs I completed and how many jobs I have remaining. And this is awesome. What it has done, it has allowed me to be more focused. Saturdays, for example, are intended to be a light day. That was always something that I had hoped, right? I wanted Saturday to be not necessarily super intense, because I need a day off, right? Everybody does. So I intentionally made it so that Saturday was just I have to post on Twitter because I have to post on Twitter, and I have to post pictures on Instagram. And then after that, I don't have to touch a computer unless I have something crazy going on, right? Like an event or what have you. In the short period of time that I've been working on this, I have found myself with more time to do the things that I need to do. Even though ostensibly, I have given myself more work to do. Saturday night, for example, my goal was to sit down and, I was going to sit at my desk and, work while I watched the NFL playoff games. And I realized shortly, I was like, why am I on this machine? Let me get a different machine. And I actually picked up a Switch and for the first time in a while, just played a game while I watched football. And that's something I hadn't done for a while. So how is this relevant to everybody else? and why is this relevant to a gaming site? Well, so I basically took all of these chores, right, these small bite-sized tasks, and turned them into quests, more or less. And every day my quest log fills up. And I know that I enjoy completing quests and being efficient and getting my stuff done and finishing my work. I've never not liked finishing work, but by putting it in this format, it made it so that when I complete a task and I swipe to in the Todoist app to say that the task is completed, I get that kind of victory chime in my own head, like, hey, I did this thing. Especially if I do a bunch of things all at once and can just boom, 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 knock them out. This kind of led me to think about a passage that was in a book that I read that I actually need to reread, I think, from Dr. Jane McGonigal about, and the book is called Reality is Broken. And, you know, one of the things she talks about is what is work. And she talks about how, really, in a chapter that talks about why kids are so focused on games. And one of the reasons she says that is that ultimately games are giving our children small, easily accomplished tasks so that they can move into just that loop of completion and accomplishment. And, you know, obviously the importance is somewhat relative, right? We can all agree that completing a quest in World of Warcraft is not exactly the same as finishing a term paper. But since they're engaged in the activity, really doesn't feel all that different. And this is kind of what I have kind of hacked here. Again, this is probably not something revolutionary. I'm sure that there are other folks that have done similar things. But I think this is a, you know, just something to think about, right? You know, I turned my productivity into a series of quest lists and have motivated myself to complete jobs that had previously been kind of in the background of my mind. And the reason for that is I basically turned them into World of Warcraft quests or weekly challenges in Fortnite. And if I can do that with some of the minutiae of running a business, and that kind of tricks me into getting them done, super easy to understand why presented that way. It's easy for a kid or a grown-up to see that weekly challenge list in Fortnite and really kind of get kind of hooked into the pattern of completing those challenges and knocking out those tasks. So that's my story today. I turned my life into a game. I can't be the only person who has done something similar. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm going to go ahead and share this into the Engage Family Gaming community. You can get there by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. I'd love to hear your thoughts because, like I said, I can't possibly be the first person who has thought of these types of things. So I do hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye now.